TJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo, topping our report this hour. You may not notice it, but a new report suggests air quality is improving in the Garden State. The American Lung Association tracks ozone smog as well as particle pollution from sources such as wildfires.
9 New Jersey counties post their best results for ozone smog, but 5 counties are going in the wrong direction.
There's still far too many New Jersey residents being exposed to unhealthy air.
Michael Sealback with American Lung Association says it's A and B grades across the board for counties when it comes to particle soot pollution. The report likens ozone to a sunburn on the lungs and particle pollution to sandpaper.
In both cases, it could lead to wheezing, heart attacks, cancer, and premature death.
Dean Alflamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
A walkout in support of Palestine by students at Eastern Regional High School has been canceled for Friday following an outcry by top Democratic officials in Camden County. The district says student leadership held a conference with administrators Wednesday and agreed to cancel the walkout to meet together for a peace rally on May 20th instead. It took a Monmouth County jury less than 2 hours Wednesday to convict a Lacey Township man of murdering his wife in 2022. The killing of 51-year-old Don Cruz happened during an argument while the couple was returning home from seeing their son's band play a gig in Asbury Park. Jeremy Cruz surrendered to police the same day and confessed to strangling his wife and leaving her body on the side of the road. The defense claims Cruz was drunk and didn't mean to do it, but the jury didn't buy it. The head of TikTok now promising to fight in court after President Biden signed a measure that forces the social network to make a choice, either be sold by its Chinese owner or face a ban in the United States. TikTok CEO Xiao Chu responds.
Make no mistake, this is a ban. A ban on TikTok and a ban on you and your voice.
The U.S. government has raised security concerns that the Chinese owner of TikTok, ByteDance, could be compelled by China's government to hand over data on Americans. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 602. Fast traffic is next. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 609. Now New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather.
We are cooling down across New Jersey today. You'll feel it a little bit this morning, the cool breeze that's blowing around. Temperatures are mainly in the 40s. High temperatures today only reaching 50 to 55. That's a big difference from yesterday. We'll see good sunshine to the north, scattered clouds, and maybe a sprinkle to the south today. Clear and chilly tonight, lows in the mid-30s. Tomorrow, sunny and dry, highs a little better, 55 to 60. And we'll top out around 60 on Saturday. Saturday with clouds and a chance of late day showers on Saturday too. New Jersey weather made possible by the Ewing Diner. Looking for a relaxing night out with great food? The Ewing Diner has you covered. Enjoy dinner specials for under $20 every day. Bring the whole family. Everyone will love their delicious meals and family style ambiance. See more at ewingdiner.com.
Right now, Piscataway, 42 degrees. It's 45 in Point Pleasant. Camden, 48. Download our free app, sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone, customize it for your neighborhood, stay informed with New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.